So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. You met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. You gave her your heart too, just like I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake, you're singing the blues all night. You think that love is a barrel of dynamite. Well, hooray, hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for her, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. So you've been someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody, you met someone and now you know just how it feels. You gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine. In her collection, section 92. So you lie awake, you're singing the blues of a whole night. You think that love is a barrel of dynamite. Well, hooray and hallelujah, you have been coming to you. Goody, goody for her. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Waiting for the next.
I think you'll appreciate this. I always say that song is what made me fall in love with Johnny Mercer, because I'm Sicilian, so there's nothing I love better than a song with a vindictive lyric. It's my favorite thing.
A cigarette that big. A lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. Tinkling piano in the next apartment, Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. This had to be. The winds of March that made my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? How the ghost of you clings. Remind me of you. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me.
Wonderful.
You know, music is pretty good, isn't it?
Huh.
Yes, it is. What else is there?
Well, there's a new third baseman and a new left fielder. We're very happy about that.
What do you think the percentages are on John Lester?
I'd say slim to none at this point.
Why do you say that?
I think he's going to the Dodgers. All my people tell me.
You have no people.
I have a person.
And who's that?
He doesn't know much, but it was a nice conversation, so I'm going with it.
What authenticates this fellow?
I just feel that the Dodgers will throw, they'll give him the stadium, they'll give him parts of Los Angeles, they'll give him a bit of the Hollywood Hills, they'll give him everything. He'll be there, he'll be throwing, it's a left-hander, it'll be fine. So that's what's going to happen. I think he goes to the Dodgers for an insane amount of money, and then the Red Sox, use one of the 25 outfielders that they have now.
Or two.
They'll trade two of those to Cincinnati, and they'll get guys.
What about Scherzer?
Oh, and well, then there's still Scherzer, and there's still James Shields out there.
I still feel that in the end, Lester will show up in Boston.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. Say something about John Burr? Well, we'd love John Burr to come up and play the bass wherever you may be, John Burr. You see, and with Gene Bertoncini. Well, there's Gene Bertoncini.
Bertoncini is next. Burr will come on. Would you sit down, please, sir? I didn't catch
your
name.
I think he wants Burr to play with Gene Bertoncini.
But you want both of them to play together?
It's not on the radio. It's almost, you know,
truth.
That wouldn't be bad. It's a good idea. Well, that's why I told Gene to play whatever he would like, and I'd love John Burr to play. I'd like you to sit down, however. Burr's not around. Okay.
Here he is. Here he is. Here he is. You know, John,
would you sit down, sir?
John, you're fired.
What is your name? There's a fellow raucous here, Tony Montebovi. That's his full name, by the way. Tony Montebovi. Okay, I'm going to sit down with your friend over there. This happens to Tony every now and then. Gene Bertoncini is almost a classicist in the way he approaches his instrument. And some of his harmonies are so shockingly beautiful. It puts me in mind of what it must have been like in 1913 when Stravinsky, with his The Rite of Spring, sprung all of his ideas, all of those dissonant chords. But now, many years later, it's a whole different story. Gene Bertoncini is one of the great musicians we have, and a treasured man by me, by everyone in the music industry. Gene Bertoncini.
Thank you. Thank you.
We had a longer show. I'd have him on for 3 hours. He played I Remember You, which is a song that during which I was introduced to, I was a member of the audience on the stage, to Jessica Mulaski. Because in the show called Dream, which was a show made up of Johnny Mercer things, someone was carrying Jesse. Where are you, Jess? Am I right? She was being carried away, and she was singing angrily, I remember you. I've never forgotten it.
And you know?
Here.
The Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn Bergman, to this day say, that show was wonderful, except for that horrible woman that sang I Remember You.
And you didn't let on.
And they still say it to me. Oh, you were in that wonderful... But whatever happened to that horrible woman that sang I Remember You?
And you said, I don't know who...
I thought the show needed a little comedy. I sang it as if, you know, someone like I Remember You, and I've never forgotten someone that was very angry with that held a grudge.
You know, Joe Raposo, who was Portuguese, not Italian, but his relationship with Sinatra became fairly intense as Joe gave many songs that Sinatra immediately recorded, and Sinatra referred to him as his Italian friend, and Joe never told him, ever.
Never told him that he was Portuguese.
No. Frank, I'm Portuguese. I'm not Italian.
Well, you know, with a name like Mulaski Pizzarelli, I'm not.
You could be anything in the world. I know, but I still remember.
I say
moment.
That I could have been Jessica Pizzarelli, but I thought that going from Mulaski to Pizzarelli was a lateral move.
It is not a good one.
And hyphenating, forget about it.
Right, right, exactly. But whose idea was it to carry you back?
It was my idea. I would never do that ever again.
Well, that's good to hear.
We have the lovely Karin Allison sitting right to your right.
Where are you?
At the piano.
Karin, I saw you in this room maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. I've never forgotten it. What do you have?
This is a little holiday song, actually, from a CD I recorded several months back. It's an original song written by my co-writer, Chris Caswell, and his daughter, Aubrey Caswell, and it's called Winter Oasis.
Good.
Festive carols fill the air, the sidewalk shoppers everywhere, and soon I find my mind's at ease, lost in my memories. The scent of pine on starry nights, the city lined in colored lights, and once again it's clear to me just where I wanna be. Well, I'm on my way back home to celebrate. Another year's gone by and I can hardly wait. It's what every dreamer chases, what the child in us embraces. It's the winter oasis for the heart. Only feels like yesterday when reindeer first pulled Santa's sleigh, and gifts were left beneath the tree, and love sparked the fantasy. The sun goes up then comes back down, the circle keeps on spinning round, and as tomorrow reveals its plan, we hold on to what we can. Well, I'm on my way back home to celebrate. Another year's gone by and I can hardly wait. It's what every dreamer chases, what the child in us embraces. It's the winter oasis for the heart. It's the winter oasis for the heart.
Colin, that's a particularly beautiful line about the tomorrow, the day is planning. It's what is the literally the line?
Oh, only feels like yesterday. Let's see. We hold on to what we can. That line.
No, the following day is planning its day.
Only feels like yesterday. Reindeer first pulled Santa's sleigh, which is hard to sing. Reindeer first pulled Santa's sleigh.
Reindeers weren't involved.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow I thought not.
We're going to stay here till we get it.
All right. Okay.
You just sang it.
Yeah, I know. It just that goes
revealed
right
its
mind.
Plans for the day. You don't remember it? You just sang it.
You know, I sang about 20 songs last night. I can do it again, then I can remember it.
It struck me as a lovely, lovely thing. What else? You have one more song for us, I understand. Didn't they?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do two songs.
Ready to do whatever you asked.
What are you going to do?
I guess, are we going
to... Oh, Picciarelli's showing up.
Why not?
Good.
We also thought about doing something with Ian.
Who are you? Excuse us while I introduce the band.
You know what, Jonathan? We need to take a break. Why don't they work
Let's
that
take
out?
A break.
Why don't we take a break? They'll work it out, and I'll come back. Everything will be under control. I'm Jonathan Schwartz.
Pat, ladies and gentlemen.
A stunning surprise.
Small flag on the play.
Tom Wopat is in the room, and he's here.
Oh, my gosh. He's
made a Harold Arlen album. He's made two others, and three others now.
Is the first one Still of the Night?
The first one was Still of the Night with Russ Titelman, then the Harold Arlen, then Consider It Swung. And the latest one is I've Got Your Number. But since then, I got together with my old buddy John Schneider and made a Christmas record called Home for Christmas.
I see. And on that album...
this song is...
Terrific. Let's hear it. Now, Picciarelli, does he know the song?
More or less.
How could he know it?
John has a feeble grasp on it, so we'll be fine.
In other words, this is a famous song.
Yeah, of course. I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you, I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If only in my dreams. The jazz stylings of John Picciarelli. Thank you. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. If only thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Tom. That's a war song, is it not?
Yes, it is. Second World War.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I left part of my voice in Louisiana when I left there this morning.
And the verse gave it away as a war song.
Yeah, and in Ted Firth's arrangement on the record, he does a little homage to that. He does a, over there, and we have a little string pad. It's really cool, yeah. It is a beautiful arrangement.
There's a song by Frank Lesser and Arthur Schwartz at just about that time. It sounds like a lovely love song called How Sweet You Are. How sweet you are, how sweet you are, how dear your tenderly loving face. Now here it comes. Through days all bitter and gray and grim, through nights when even the stars are dim.
Wow.
And it goes to being back to a love song, but that's a war song.
Yeah.
That's lovely, too. Now, what's cooking over there?
These two gals, and then he'll be back.
I'll be back.
And he'll be back. Now, look at this. First of all, hey, Calloway, and Hamster Calloway. Do you remember?
Yes, of course. It's wonderful to see you. Happy holidays, Jonathan.
You know who invented that word?
Yes, I do. The wonderful Nancy Lamott.
Yep.
Yes, and Hamster Calloway was my nickname whenever we saw each other, and it was always... I'm surprised she didn't call me Anne Peter Frampton Cabernet Sauvignon, which is another favorite nickname. And she was one of the only people that knew the little-known fact that God Bless America, the original lyrics were Anne Hampton Calloway, which I think is such a nice
and
bit before of trivia.
Before you're going to do a song with Karn, before you do, would you tell us in 30 seconds, would you describe Nancy?
Nancy was one of the gentlest, most beautiful souls. She had a profound, understated elegance about her singing, an intelligence that inhabited lyrics with a purity of heart. And I remember being there on the last day of her life in the hospital with Portia Nelson and a bunch of us in a circle sending prayers. And then later on that afternoon, we heard that President Clinton had called Nancy. And my one moment of meeting President Clinton, I thanked him for taking the time on the last day of her life to speak to her, and he had tears roll down his cheeks,
She sang for the Clintons four times.
Wow! Yeah. She was one of the greats, and thank you for keeping her great music alive because
absolutely
she'll live forever.
Listen to that. Karn, step forward with Anne Hampton Calloway.
We're going to swap some bop.
That's right. Well, you know, this time of year is a hard time of year for people economically, so we thought this would be an appropriate song for the holidays. Oh, one, two, three.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, my baby.
Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for.
Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, my baby.
Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, my baby.
Till that lucky day,
you know darn well,
my baby.
I can't give you anything.
Kelly.
And Andrew Calloway.
John Burr. Tony Tedesco on the drums.
Ladies, have you ever done that before?
No.
That was just there. See, that's musicians. You just saw it. That's musicians. Great. And Hamster Calloway's at the piano. What do you got?
Well, there are two songs in the Calloway household we do every Christmas for sure. The Hallelujah Chorus, which I won't be performing. And this next song, which I think is one of the most beautiful Christmas songs.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates
Annie, that's honestly one of the best performances of that song I've ever heard, on record or anywhere. It's just great. It was written for Judy Garland, as we all know. Oh, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you so much. Do we have a break now, everybody?
Oh, we have Harry Shearer.
Well, I know, but I'd love Tom to come up and sing another song. Is he gone? Tom Wopat?
Harry's good. Harry's good.
I'm sorry?
Harry's coming. Right here. He's right here.
I see Harry.
Okay.
But before I introduce Harry, I want to tell you who Harry might be.
I'm just wild about Harry.
Harry's wild about me. Harry is Harry Shearer. He is a terrific man. He is on behalf, he lives on behalf of people with less, people in tragedies. He's also a terrific comedian, the voice of practically everyone on The Simpsons, which has made him a rich man. He worked a long time with Albert Brooks And before we begin, Harry, would you come over here? And I'd love to ask you, before you begin there, to yes. tell me the story. You can respond from where you are.
Yes.
Albert and Harry Shearer were going to do a total send-up of the Jack Benny radio program. A lot of us know it from a certain age. All of those programs, Fred Allen, but particularly the Jack Benny radio program. And Harry recently told me the following story.
Well, Albert had worked for, Albert's dad, rather, had worked for Eddie Cantor. He was a dialect comedian called Park Yakarkas, Greek dialect comedian. And I had worked for Jack Benny when I was 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. So we thought the perfect people to pitch Jack Benny on this idea of doing a send-up of old radio comedy shows. So the appointment was made. We spoke to Jack Benny's manager, Irving Fine. We walked into his office in Beverly Hills. We were just thrilled. We thought, this is going to make this perfect record. We sat down. We said, Mr. Benny, the idea is we're doing a send-up of old radio shows, and so the idea was Albert had guested on your show last week, and now this week you're guesting on his show. And there was a pause, and Mr. Benny said, fellas, I've done television, I've done movies, I've done stage. Why would I want to do radio? We said, no, Mr. Benny, you're not doing radio. It's a spit. And we went through the entire explanation again. He said, I know, but guys, why? I've done television, and why would I want to do radio? You've never seen two sadder people walk out on Wilshire Boulevard. Obviously, his manager had misbriefed him, and he was not going to be unbriefed that day. So,
well, okay, Harry, you are here with your wife, who travels the world singing. Is she joining you here at first?
Yes, she is. She's just come back from a European tour with the guys who used to back up James Taylor. She reunited them after some 15 years. And
yeah.
Judith Owen.
Judith, what? Before we begin, Judith, what constitutes a world tour?
It wasn't really a world tour. Harry's being very kind. It's it's a European tour, so it means basically Britain and a lot of Europe. So, you know, it's like, you know, it's up to a month, just a month going all over Europe. It's a lot.
Well, your life is actually a tour. You live in New Orleans and in Santa Monica.
And London.
And London.
Yeah.
And that wonderful place, a big, big house in the south of France. And in
the
one in Denmark.
You lie.
No. Oh, we don't want to live with the
wait
French.
Wait a minute. I think I have it wrong.
Those are your houses, Jonathan.
Those are yes, exactly. These are Jonathan's dream houses, I think.
Maybe so. Harry and your wife, your beautiful wife.
Yes. Judith.
So, Spinal Tap, do people know what's... Yes, thank you. We're going very raucous now for a beautiful jazz afternoon. But Spinal Tap is what brought us together. I mean, how could it not? So the first song we ever collaborated on was this song, and we've given it a jazz twist, but I felt that it was best that Harry introduce it.
As a fake Brit. She's a real Brit. Well, you know, so many Christmas songs we hear this time of year. We hear about Santa and the elves and all what's going on at the North Pole and such. But nobody ever writes a song about what this time of year is like for the Supreme Evil One. It must be the saddest time of the year for him. So here's a song to fill that much-needed void. It's called Christmas with the Devil!
Feel free to click on 2 and 4. The elves are dressed in leather and the angels are in chains. The sugar plums are rancid and the stockings are in flames. There's a demon in my belly and a gremlin in my brain. There's someone up the chimney holding Satan is his name. And it is Christmas with the devil. Christmas with the devil. Oh, oh. seat of the presents and the reindeer ran away. There'll be no Father Christmas because it's evil's holiday, so come on, you unfaithful, don't be left out in the cold. You don't need no invitation, your ticket is your soul. And it is Christmas with the devil. Don't you know that it is Christmas with the devil? No bells in hell. No snow below. Oh, no word. The elves are dressed in leather and the angels are in chains. The sugar plums are rancid and the stockings are in flames. So come on, faithful, don't be left out in the cold. You don't need no invitation, your ticket is your soul. And it is Christmas with the devil. Christmas with the devil.
Now on a more serious note.
Hold on a second. I just wanted to ask Judith if she's ever heard Patricia Barber sing.
No.
Boy, there's a woman who sounded like you, and I for a minute, and I was thrown into her records.
Wow.
But you're better.
Jonathan, that was the right thing to say at that point. I was just going to say, I was starting to feel slightly crushed, but now I'm back.
I'm glad you are. It couldn't have gone the other way. Thinking about it more seriously. Listen, before you continue, just a brief question to you, Harry.
Yes, sir.
You've been playing Nixon on the stage.
No, on television.
On television?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, sorry. I've been doing stage, but something that was something.
What have you been doing?
I did an original play in London this past year.
You wrote the play?
I did not. I wish I had. It was written by a British actor named Oliver Cotton, a brilliant play called Daytona. It should come here. It's a three-hander, as they say in the theater. And it's a brilliant play about a married couple it's a little bit of a downer. I won't go through the whole story, but a married couple from Europe who come here to build a new life, and I'm the husband. Maureen Lipman, a great British comic actress, is my wife, and my brother had left for 30 years, disappeared, come back one night with what he thinks is brilliant news, which almost destroys the family. That's the show. Good night.
It's a complete downer.
But you do a Nixon.
I've done Nixon, this six-part television series I did for Britain, which is now here in the States on YouTube, called Nixon's the One.
Could I hear just a little Nixon?
Wow.
Just a little, a tiny bit.
You know, Jonathan, Christmas was not really my holiday. I preferred Arbor Day, personally.
The fellow can do anything. Okay, what you got?
Well, Harry's
wants me to, and I'm glad he wants me to do this song. It's about my Welsh roots, basically. So, you know, it's very depressing. Very depressing Christmas song. But it's basically a song about what Christmas should be about, which is the free things, not, you know, we get ourselves into such a frenzy. I find Christmas to be a very hard time of the year, and as many of us do. And this is about how my mother taught me to decorate the tree when I was a little girl. And though she's been gone a very, very long time, that's what I remember and what I cherish the most. And it's called The Dancing Tree. Once a child and now a mother, Christmas came with all its glee. Tinsel topped and crystal covered, she knelt to dress the dancing tree. Gone were all her thoughts revealing, gone was all the drudgery, all the worries she'd been weaving as she knelt to dress the dancing tree. And she thought of the times when she was just a child, and she helped her mother dress the tree. And she thought with a smile, her words seemed so wise when she said, "You long for days like these." Through her dreams, her sentimenting, came the sounds of her sweet song, full of life so unrepenting. And down the stairs, her family came. And she said, "Little soldier, when you're older, you'll love a girl like me. Kiss her, hold her, remember I told you to dance around the dancing tree." For you long for the times when you were just a child, and you helped your mother dress the tree. And you think with a smile how my words seem so wise, and you long for days like these. Once a child and now a mother, thankful for her family, for sleeping babe and sleeping lover, she dances round the dancing tree. She dances round the dancing tree.
And they're married happily.
Seemingly.
Seems like an oxymoron.
That's real acting, baby.
Judith and Harry, I'm so happy you came. And,
same here.
On another occasion, you'll be here a long time. We can talk about all kinds of things, particularly your work outside of the theater and music. That's what I'd like to talk about. Wopat's back.
And, yeah. And happily so. Pizzarelli's here to play for him.
I just got back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and he told his plan to me. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty, who's nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so bigot, for goodness sake. Well, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Mr. Pizzarelli. Johnny Pizzarelli. Yes, he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so you better be good, for goodness sake. Well, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, Santa Claus is coming. Saint Nick is back. Yo! Thank you.
Hey!
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Tom, so much. It's just lovely. Lovely and funny and musical. Music. Music. I'm Jonathan Schwartz. A lot of men and women helped this program. I'd like to acknowledge them. Irene Trudell, George Wellington, Ed Heber, Eileen Dullahanty. It says here, Rachel Ladd. Oh, yes, Rachel Ladd. What about Rachel Neal, too? Mike Shobe. Swings and fouls it back. Strike two on Shobe. Billy Moss, who I've known for years. Gaines Legere. Graham Parker. Billy Goodman. Bertie Tebbets. Vern Stevens. John Pesky. Mel Parnell. Ellis Kinder, all of these people helped to make this show the shambles that it was. Thank you for coming, all of you. We'll be here next year with the 46th annual Christmas show. The music that you hear, obviously, is being made by the Pizzarellis, who have been close and important and intimate in my own life. Proud to know them and to have them here making this final music for this 45th Christmas program. Good night.